Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Let's talk to the principal and the superintendent of one of the bigger school districts around here, Amity Regional School District 5. Anna Mann, the principal, and Jennifer Byers, the superintendent, on the phone together. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Look at the duet.
Why did you want to do this together?
I think we were asked to do it together, we think.
Ashley shaking her head no. Someone was asked, and then someone said, I want to do it with the other one.
Right.
Oh, all right. Well.
Ashley, who was asked first?
I called the principal first. They directed me to the superintendent's office.
All right. So you kind of wanted your boss to join in, Anna.
Well, you know, it's always good to have your boss on your side.
Right. Yeah.
I try
so
all the time.
Your boss doesn't call and say, hey, were you on the radio this morning, and did you say this or that? That's a good, good plan there.
Yeah, good strategy.
Right. Thanks. It's like bringing the teacher an apple.
Right. Well, you brought a superintendent.
So what do we need to know? What should parents know?
So I think the biggest thing that parents should know is that a lot of what we are able to do successfully really hinges upon the students and the students' willingness to essentially follow our expectations. The biggest ones being wearing masks, making sure that they are not congregating the way that they were probably accustomed to before this, and practicing those social distancing measures. After 2 days of school, I think our kids have been absolutely wonderful in following those expectations, but it's going to be maintaining that
right
the rest of the school year.
Right. Because I've gone to events where everyone starts out doing the right thing, and then the next thing you know, everyone gets comfortable.
Within 5 minutes, yep.
Especially when there's alcohol involved. But
no
alcohol involved at the school, right?
No, okay. Definitely not.
Now they know about it. Now, yes.
Who's been worse, the parents or the teachers? Because teachers didn't want to come back, right? Parents didn't want their kids to go in or were concerned. Who gave you the most trouble?
You know, I think that actually all of our, everybody's been really working hard and supportive.
Really. Who's been the most trouble?
There has to be one person.
Normally the parents, right?
I've probably been the most trouble.
You turned yourself in.
See what you did there?
Good. That's why for the superintendent. Cool.
You two are good.
Right. So, but that's it.
Right.
We have the principal and the superintendent of Amity Regional School District 5 on the phone. And I think the key to your success so far, I don't want to jinx it, has been you started planning early, right?
We did start planning early. There was a lot of work this summer, and actually it was a lot of people involved in that work. But also, as Jen said, you know, our teachers worked really hard last week to get prepared, and we've been telling them from the beginning, not only in terms of the health and safety piece is our job and helping everybody maintain health and safety, but our teachers' their expertise is buys and instruction, and they're working hard on that, and they're doing an amazing job with being creative and planning things out for the but then still being flexible. So they're doing a good job.
So the parents need to know, they need to get their kid up to speed on how important it is to do these things they're being asked to do, right? So most parents are great, but some like to just drop their kid off and just hope everything goes well. Those parents need to actually be parents now, right?
Yeah, and again, we really haven't seen that much. We have kids coming in, and they are prepared, and they are ready to go.
What about the Chaz and AJ type students?
I think a lot of it, too, is the kids. They missed school, and they actually want to be here because it was something that they were accustomed to that we cut off very quickly, and I think they enjoy being with other kids.
Kids miss school when this happened.
What happens to the kids who don't wear their masks or don't, obey the rules?
So the kid, we actually, as Jen said, we haven't had any kids who haven't been wearing their masks, but we would definitely have a conversation with them, explain to them how important it is to wear a mask.
So there's no policy in place yet?
There is.
Okay, so first swipe is conversation. What's the second thing?
I think we would, we would look at sort of the reasons why,
right.
And then if a student really is not willing to comply or for some reason cannot comply, At some point, we have the option of just asking them to participate in full remote learning.
Outdoor learning, yes.
That's a nice way of saying, yeah, don't come in.
You're in the parking lot, yeah. Use your cell phone.
I think somewhere in the middle of this, like the conversation and before they're sent home, should be you duct tape them to a chair.
Right, or duct tape them to a
detention.
Face.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that might be a bad career move, but
we won't tell anybody.
We have the principal and the superintendent of Amity Regional School District 5 on the phone here. How did you work out busing? Was that a nightmare?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the bus companies.
Right. That's their job. They're handling
gotcha.
The school part. Right.
So you had to put the plan together first and then tell them what the plan is, and then they had to map out how that was going to work.
Yeah, basically, they're still running the same bus routes they've always run. The biggest thing we've asked them to do is you can't sort of sit anywhere you want to. They load the bus from the back to the front. They all have masks in case a kid shows up without them at the bus stop.
Wow.
But what we're seeing is, buses with maybe 6 students on them, 10 students on them.
A lot more drivers.
Wow.
A lot more parents driving in. And, at the high school level, obviously, we have kids who can drive themselves, but... we have a much longer drop off, and that was, and pickup. Pickup has really been something, especially at a high school this big. That getting through those logistics have been something that I was a little bit nervous about, but have gone really smoothly. And again, our parents have been super patient. That's really the name of the game with all of this, and is patience with everybody.
Patience, but also. Read the emails, right?
Right.
Parents,
word for word.
Parents need to read the communications from the school district instead of calling and saying, hey, what about this? Well, if you read the email.
Right, part 2.
You would know.
Yeah, paragraph 3.
Right?
It's true. But there are a ton of emails, and those emails are getting longer and longer, so we totally understand.
You guys are good.
Yeah, really. Them to be uptight teachers I used to go to school with.
From talking to you two, I realized I'd last 5 minutes in the education business.
Right, right.
Well, one thing you may not know is that I actually wear multiple hats. I'm not only the principal, but I'm also a parent of 2 kids in the district.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's the worst for them.
Yep.
That is the worst.
Mom knows everything that goes on
that
at school.
That is the worst.
Your mom yelled at me today.
Oh, you have to give it to them harder than the other kids.
You do.
To seem fair.
Oh, she does.
And
they don't get away with mine.
Oh, and then you go home, and there's the principal.
Right.
Oh!
You're in the principal's all day, yes.
Well.
Out of school. They didn't get out of school ever.
I got to tell you, the stories that float to the top are the stories about the teachers who don't want to go back or whatever. But really, thank God for you people because you're there every day.
Right.
Most of the kids are great, but then the parents can be nutty.
Exactly.
And this has been the weirdest back to school in the history of school.
Hands down.
So thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're thrilled to be back.
We enjoyed on PLR broadcasting your graduation. That was a big honor for us. So thank you.
We were thrilled that you were able to do that. And even interviewing Jason Hutchinson, our class president from last year.
Yeah, he was great. He was cool.
He was so great. So you're doing good work there. You're producing students
yes,
like
you are.
Jason. Anna and Jennifer, thanks for coming on, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Could you imagine your mom is the principal
of
the school?
It's every day.
Jeez. No excuse for not doing homework.
Right.
By the way, that was Anna Mann, the principal. And we had Jennifer Byers, the superintendent of Amity Regional School District 5.
Both still in a good mood so far.
That's only the first week.
That's right.
Day 2.
It could become, that disaster movie where they're all disheveled in a couple of months.
Let's call a month from now, see what happens.
Right. You're freaking kids! Yeah, we should do that. Check in with them.
Right.
They've been great. I think the key to their success is they started planning early.
Have you both been drinking?
No. And they weren't like, hey, next week school starts.
Right.
We got to get this together now.
Yeah, like that project you had all summer to do, and all of a sudden the last night.
That would be me.
Yep, that's me. Oh, God. It's Thursday. It's due Monday.
Yeah.
Yep. You still put till Sunday morning.
I feel like I'm my most creative when I'm
under the
pressure.
Gun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you cannot focus on anything else.
That's right.
It's the only thing that you have time for.
No, it's still possible.
Yeah. I just keep going back to those poor kids. The principals, the mom.
Yep.
Bad situation.
You know they're going out of state. Oh. You know they're going out of state college, right? Yep.
What do you mean the dog ate the homework? We don't have a dog.
Right, right.
See, my relationship with my principal throughout my career in school
was saw him every day.
Basically, him yelling my last name.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was in an angry tone.
Right, it wasn't
or
like...
I'm sitting in his office with my parents.
Right.
The only thing I remember.
And it wasn't like a conversation about how great I am.
Yeah. I remember a lot of head shaking back and forth, shaking my head.
What'd you say, Ash?
The only thing I remember about my principal in elementary school was he had this entire wall of shelves full of stuffed penguins. And That's not odd at all.
No.
We thought that it's because he was shaped like a penguin.
It became a thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
He had a penguin fetish.
My principal at Elizabeth Shelton School was Mr. Pegliaro. And so I move out of the district for 5th and 6th grade, 7th and 8th grade. I show up at the high school. My first day, I'm smoking a cigarette outside, and out walks. I hear my last name getting yelled. I'm like, wow, that sounds like Mr. Pet. He became the principal of the high school.
Oh. How was that cigarette? Good?
It's a TikTok video. It's 10 seconds long. You see this girl named Liz singing beautifully. And then all of a sudden, two legs drop down through the ceiling. The two legs belong to her mama.
It's awesome.
Here's the audio.
Oh, my God.
You should have said Crumbling Down by John Mellencamp. When the mom comes crumbling down. Mom came down hard, too.
My God.
Well, he sees a leg and a bare foot.
It's hilarious.
She didn't even, like, scream or anything. You can't even hear the mom in the background, like, help me!
That was the first thing I noticed. Yeah. So let's go around and play real or not real. Because we need to start picking apart these viral videos.
Yeah.
My first thought was, oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God.
My God.
My second thought was, this is fake. No scream from the mother.
Okay.
You don't fall through a ceiling without screaming.
Right.
Well, I've fallen through some ceilings in my day.
What?
I did not scream.
It's all about AJ.
I know you were dying to use that, but no. I have fallen through several scenes. You don't scream. It happens so fast, you don't have a chance to scream.
Several, not just one. Several,
yes.
Like all at once? Like multiple floors of a building?
Multiple times. No, I didn't go through like a cannonball.
Boom.
Yeah, that would mean everything's a ceiling the entire way down. There'd be no floors, yeah.
I don't know what buildings you're working in.
Yeah, relax. Anyway, no. When you go in, the initial impact, you have no time to scream because it just gives way. Maybe she might have screamed like shortly after. Or
something stopped her.
Yeah,
because her legs went through and her crotch stopped her on like a 2x12.
On a beam, yeah, exactly. Right, that's exactly what happens. So she might have been winded from I didn't have a chance to scream yet.
Maybe the scream is so high-pitched sound.
Right.
It's just.
Yeah. Somewhere, the Hubble telescope actually heard it. Yeah, it happens fast.
Yeah. All right, maybe. I don't know.
I'm saying it's real.
I think it's... the only thing that makes me think it might be real is this girl should have picked a really great note.
Right.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You hear it and you think, oh, my God, what a great singer. Right? Because she picked a... It's like, okay. You're not really demonstrating
vocal
your skills.
Warm-up
I don't know what
something.
The song yeah. is. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying totally real.
I'm saying fake. Phil?
I think it's real. I do. And I think, I don't know about falling through ceilings personally, like AJ, but I think when something like this happens, you're just sort of in shock for a minute.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you want to do is just like, okay, stop myself from falling. So she probably grabbed onto something.
And
the video cuts pretty quickly. So we don't know what happens in the next second. She gets the, oh my God, out, and then it cuts off. So we have no idea what happens after that.
Okay. If I threw a plastic spider at Ashley right now, she would scream.
Yes.
There is no other reaction that people have than something like that. If you fall through a ceiling, you're going to scream. You wouldn't just clip off the video. The video didn't just stop.
That was the first thing that the daughter reaches for, too.
Is a TikTok video only 10 seconds long? It might have clipped itself off.
Right at that
time,
though?
She grabs the phone. The first thing, like, she doesn't, like, go and run over to mom. She doesn't open the door. She grabs the phone first. And I think that was her, like, if I need to get someone to help me, I'm going to need my phone. So to me, that seemed genuine.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw it and I thought, this is how can we get my daughter viral so people can hear her voice?
By wrecking the house?
That's right. I'm going to fall through the ceiling.
Did you notice?
That's a little
I'm the most cynical person. I see these things and I think it's fake.
Yeah, and I don't think it's gravity.
Did you notice when the mom comes through the ceiling, the foot comes down, like the whole leg, and then she just like flips off her flip-flop with her foot. She just goes,
yeah, totally fake.
No, I think she's looking for something to put her foot on and then realizes like, oh no, I fell completely through.
Yeah. It's real, man.
There's nothing to grab onto.
I say fake. So we're talking about money and piles of money and the smell of money.
Money.
And Artie in Westbrook called. You used to be an armored truck driver?
I used to actually be a hopper, which was the guy that ran into the bank to drop the money off into, to the tellers and take the money, pick it up and bring it to the truck and bring it back to the terminal.
The bad guy.
So that's an armed position, right?
That is. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's an armed position.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is people try to case us and, you know, follow us and see what our routes are. So, we used to change them up all the time. And I just wanted to tell you, we used to go to the evening drop in Hartford, the Bank of America in Hartford, and we have to back down one of the big trucks. And you ring the buzzer, and there's a four-foot-thick piece of glass that the guy comes up to, and he tells you who you are. You show him your ID. He opens the door, and all you see are bins and bins. You know the laundry that you see in the hotel, the laundry?
Yeah, laundry carts.
Yeah, filled to the brim with money. But, you know, they're locked. They're sealed. You have to sign off for them. But every night that we'd go in there, we'd probably see between 6 to 50 of these things waiting to be picked up to go distribute out throughout all the state.
Wow.
Wow.
And you just, the amount of money that I've seen in my lifetime, I can't even count that high. It's just ridiculous.
Four-foot piece of glass that would withstand just about anything. Have you ever Have you ever had an attempted robbery on one of your trucks?
Not myself, but my assistant manager had a couple guys casing them. They had a couple assault rifles, and they were going to take them down. But thank God the driver of the truck was paying attention. He kept seeing the car behind them every stop, and he called the police. And sure enough, they stopped them, and they were going to rob the truck and kill the guys and take the money.
What's the protocol? There's always one guy in the truck, right?
Correct. Yeah. When if it's an attempted robbery, you leave the hopper behind and take the truck and just go.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a crazy job, but it's when you say, oh, I take all that money, you know, after a while, it's just a job and it's really not worth it because it's just, you're going to get screwed. You're going to go to jail.
You know what sucks? Really when you have to follow one accidentally, like one's going the same way you're going,
yeah.
Like if you stop and shop and you're behind it and it goes to another place, you happen to go in there too, they eyeball you suspiciously.
I'm not robbing you. I'm not robbing you.
I'm just going here.
Yeah, you're always on edge on that job because you just don't know. And when, I used to go to Westerly Federal Credit Union, and this is not a lie, I used to drop to them each week almost $140,000. Now, if you can picture what $140,000 looks like in a clear bag, that's probably, now I'm 6'2", this bag probably comes up to my waist, and I have two of these going into you want to see the looks on people's faces?
Wow.
Hey, I'm drooling. Their eyes get, it's like they won the lottery, but you can't touch it. It's like, I go, take a picture all you want. It's just, it's just amazing, and it's just a job after a while.
I would assume that back in the day, it was a lot more money being transferred. Now it's electronic and credit card and less cash. I remember talking to Mitch Edis, who used to be the CEO of Mohegan Sun, and I asked him, what's the hardest part about your job? And he said, just moving the money around the casino.
Wow.
And this is before you would swipe your card.
Yeah, that's the hard. That was the hardest part for us, was just getting into the bank and just getting to the money, because, you know, you walk in, banks are busy, you know, and they're supposed to take us first, but when they're busy, you can't do anything. You're standing around and people are just eyeballing you, and you know, you get creeped out when people eyeball you. When you have a lot of money.
Well, the worst, because this could be it.
Actually, the worst.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's just, you know, but I just wanted to share that with you guys, some of my experiences in life. And
I can listen to these stories all day, because my fantasy as a kid, and you're not going to want to hear this, was I would take out a armored car.
Right.
And my thought was I would block the radio communication.
Right.
And then get like a couple trucks and block you in and all that stuff.
Right.
But that doesn't even sound like it was a good plan.
No.
Well, you know, if you decide that you want to rob an armored car, do it on the later of the week, like Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, when all the banks need the money and they're paying paychecks. That's the time to do it. I didn't tell you that, but that's the time to do it.
Of course they didn't tell you.
Right, but that's the worst place to rob, right? I mean, there are other places that are easier.
Right.
You know.
Like it's an armored car.
There's no place. You know what? Don't rob anything. Earn your money the hard way. Go to work every day and be a society. Be a contribute to society. That's what you want to do.
That's a better.
No easy street here.
That's a better lesson.
Exactly. You know what? Make your money, earn it, and be proud and pay your taxes.
Right.
All right. One more thing before I let you go. Of all the heist movies and bank robbery movies that you've seen, which one do you think was really close to reality?
Kate with Al Pacino, man. It was just a bet. It was just, nowadays you can see that going down.
Al Pacino, for God's sake. That's right, I robbed. Why are you robbing, Kevin?
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
I mean, just look at the way that went down. I mean, look a couple of years ago, those guys that walked into that bank with, this had to be about 15 years ago. How many LAPD cops did it take to take these guys down?
That's right.
Remember that?
That's
they were just
right.
Walking through the city of Los Angeles, just wasting people.
That's
and
right.
That to me that would be the scariest thing for an armored car driver, to see a guy walk up with an AR. What are you going to do? To crack your pants?
Right.
That movie first time that Al Pacino and Robert De Niro were in a scene together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right
in the
booth.
Put that scene on, like Saving Private Ryan, the beginning of Saving Private Ryan. If you have surround sound, crank it up and just sit there and listen to the bullets whiz past your head. That's all I can say.
Gotcha.
Hey, well, great
that
call.
That scene alone is awesome. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
I'll
thank
have
you.
More brother. For you.
Oh, man, all right,
bye-bye.
What a great. That was. I could talk to him all day.
You probably still smell like money.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
That's AJ's big takeaway.
Yes, thank
you. It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
How do my money come on?
Dumbass. Oh, yeah. Cool.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. How did that fit in her mouth?
Game show
what
or what?
You,
it's
yeah, what
submitted by Ashley.
Oh.
A woman in Russia.
Russia.
Took a nap in her yard. When she woke up, she wasn't feeling right. So she went to the hospital. And doctors found, while she was asleep, a 4-foot snake had crawled into her mouth and down her throat.
What kind of dream she had?
4 foot.
I want to know what kind of dream she had.
4 foot.
Mm-hmm.
48 inches.
Hey, after they removed it's a snake. You want to go for a date?
That's obviously no gag reflex.
No, not at all. None.
How deep is she sleeping?
Even the snake was surprised.
I can't even put my finger in my mouth like 2 inches.
I can't even think about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you put your finger in your mouth right now?
I would, but I'm not going to. Because I know where it's been. I've been using hand sanitizer.
I don't know
but...
where my own hand is.
Exactly. I may have scratched the parts of me. I have no idea. Yeah, I'm
you
good.
You don't know where your hand.
I'm playing it safe. It's COVID-19.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Right.
And I don't want to kind of let that kind of talk getting out there, you know?
Right.
Yeah, just, you know.
That just seems like I'd wake up,
right.
You know?
It's something in my throat. Right.
4 foot.
Yes, 4 foot. Four you foot. Heard that part, yes.
It's insane.
Yes,
4 foot.
Yeah, 1 more foot came out of butthole. It's like a flossing.
She sneezed and like half a snake came out her nose.
That'd be pretty wild. Yeah. What kind of class do you use for that? You know, you have something in your nose. It's Slytherin.
There's a little something, a little thing in your.
You've got a boot gate. No,
are you a magician? No. Why is this continuing?
I would say bat in the cave. You got a snake in the cave in there. Yeah. I just see a tongue come out of your nose.
Oh, yeah, it's just that little pink forked tongue.
You got your Russian accent handy?
Hello, how are you today?
Hey.
Yes, there is snake coming out of woman.
Yeah, you're a doctor and you're going to remove the snake.
I will now. Okay. First, I put on gloves. Right? No.
I don't think they use gloves.
COVID-19. Okay, I will now reach inside. And now, abracadabra, I will pull a snake out. And abracadabra. Whoa.
What happened? Wait a minute.
It's still going.
It is not very small. It's 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot. Is she single? Oh, the head. Hello, snake. You look bad.
Was it still alive?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
It does not say.
Well,
I would think the stomach acids would kill.
I don't know about that.
If it's still alive, then your stomach's like moving, and then like your eyeball gets pushed out.
Right. Everything you eat also gets zapped up.
That's right.
Ugh.
It's so gross.
Ugh. Wouldn't it try to escape before that happened?
I don't know.
Well, there's only.
It's only one way out.
Rich on the road.
My dad drove. I'm going to tell you, he's not with us anymore, but I'm going to let you know with the story he told me. So
sorry
to
hear that.
The Wells Fargo Armored Service is out of Bridgeport, Connecticut for many, many years. We lived in Milford, and I remember distinctly in the 80s, he was the passenger, and there was this guy, Big Lou, that drove. He's like 7 foot tall. They were out in Groton, and the way he described it is that they hit a pothole that was a lot deeper than they thought it was.
Oops.
And the truck flipped on its side.
Oh.
And the doors flew open. Money went everywhere. My dad got hurt because Big Lou... At that time, they didn't wear freaking seatbelts.
Landed
I don't know why they didn't wear seatbelts, but he didn't wear a seatbelt. He fell on my dad and really injured my dad.
Oh.
And the doors flew open, and people just got out and just started picking up money and taking off.
Yeah, like a piggy
and
bank cracked open.
My dad told me, I know.
It's like a money pinata.
My dad told me, he said they lost close to, I don't know, between 50 and 100 grand, I think, that they never was accounted for.
Wow.
Right. Someone got a new car. It up and just took off.
Yeah. That's a new car. Huh?
You know, it's one of those stories that there's someone injured laying there, and you think, let me grab the money.
Well, you yell, you all right?
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Right. You okay?
My dad was out of work for a while from that accident. His shoulder was, like, broken or sprained badly or something. He was in a sling for quite a while. I remember that. He was out of work.
Big Lou had to have opened that door.
Right.
Because those doors weren't going to just open from people.
Right.
I don't know. The trucks were older then. The technology wasn't as far advanced as it is now, Chaz. Mm. I mean, I really don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just telling you the story from what was told to me.
Do you remember?
That's what happened.
Do you remember when that terminal, that armored car terminal was ripped off and it was multiple people inside job? You remember that?
I remember hearing about that. Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's a big story. I'm going to have to look that one up. All right, thank you for calling.
Appreciate it. Listen, man, I sent you that email about the dog trails. You know, people not cleaning up after their dogs. You never said anything about it on the winner losers of the week. I'm going to call you out on that.
Well, we stopped doing Loser of the Week because it just got too negative.
Right.
And we want to be a little bit more positive, so we replaced it with Fun Fact Friday. But if you want to do it right now, we'll do it, and then I'll play a song. What do you got?
No, just, tell people, clean up after your pet. If you're a pet owner, clean up after them. They're putting dog parks in along the bike trails in Connecticut, and it's, like, ridiculous. Why are you putting in the dog park? People can't even clean up after their pet on the trail.
Yeah, if your dog's named Big Lou, definitely clean up after it.
Ashley's making a face.
Big poo.
What's wrong with dog parks?
There's nothing wrong with them, but why are you going to put in a dog park? People can't even clean up after their pets on trails all over Connecticut. My goal this year, I ride a bicycle. 2020 and 2020. Friday, I'm going to beat it. All right, I'm at 1,997 miles since February 24th on my bike.
That's great.
And everywhere, thank you. And everywhere I go,
there's dog crap. Either I run it over with the bike.
Road hazards.
They're on baggies on the side of the trail or on a rock or in a parking lot. It's like, if you have a pet, clean up after your pet.
Oh, look, brownies.
You know, and it goes for people with horses, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm totally with you. But
bigger bags for that.
Nothing wrong with dog parks, either.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just clean up. That's all.
Yeah.
If you have a pet, clean up. You know, come on.
It's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's got to be the worst, going over some dog poo with your front tire.
Yep.
Especially if it's fresh.
Well, it roots up.
Comes right up.
Yep.
Ah.
Hits in the chest or back.
You know, you got to watch for people and kids with the COVID. There's a lot of kids. They're not in school, so they're riding bikes. There's people with dogs. There's people with horses. You know, you got to do some maneuvering on a bike. Sometimes you're going to hit some dog crap on the trail, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Boston comedian Will Noonan.
Good morning.
Morning,
guys. Noonan.
My liege.
I'm calling from my mansion in Hollywood right now.
Right.
I finished riding a jet ski in my pool.
McDonald's?
Describe that mansion to us.
Yes.
It's a lot like the one from Billy Madison. In fact, I've hired Norm MacDonald and Adam Sandler to just hang out here throughout the day and
just
do jokes. And,
right.
There's lots of weed.
That part didn't surprise me. I'm going to
like
weed room.
Not,
yes.
Yes. Kidding. So yeah, you're in the sleepover playing now on Netflix, and you know, Netflix, it's a big deal. This is a big movie on a big deal.
Huge, huge.
It's pretty cool, right? And my part wasn't as small as I thought it might be. You know, you never know how small you make it or how.
Was it cold out?
How much you're going to get cut down or whatever. But I was like, I think they actually put more of me in than I expected. So I was like, this is dope. And,
yeah, you're like, I don't even remember doing this scene.
Yeah. I was like, did they film me walking to the set? What the heck? You know what I mean? But it was, there was some cool stuff in there. It's definitely been cool to like have a lot of people have seen it and didn't even know I was in a movie or anything like that. So they were just watching it with their kids, and they're like, what the heck? Is that Will?
This is not America's Most Wanted.
Is Will working as a security guard at a museum, and he got filmed?
Hey, they got you on film.
All right, so the movie is The Sleepover. It's on Netflix. It's a teen action movie. It's a big deal. Multiple stars.
Yeah.
Let's play a clip with you in it.
I knew it. Security, yeah, we got a mess down here. Got kids and pilgrim shoes.
Clancy, you have kids and pilgrim shoes.
Right.
Kids and pilgrim shoes.
What did you smoke, you know, man?
I was going to say, I don't want to brag, but I improv that line right on the set, guys.
Nice. Look at that. See that?
Is that true?
Yeah. They were like, well, it was a really cool movie. The director was like a cool, she directed, remember those OK Go music videos where like everything was in sync?
Treadmill.
The director, Trish Tsai, she directed all of those OK Go music videos. So she's like really laid back and kind of like this rocker chick. And she was like, yeah, just go. Like, you know, if it's funny, we'll use it. Like, she was just really cool and let the actors do their thing.
Right.
You
know? Plus, who would write that line?
But there is a script, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got to get it
every
that way.
Word. Right. And then they say, all right, so this scene, I know there's words, but just do whatever.
Yeah.
So I heard for Robin Williams movies, it would say Robin being Robin.
Yeah.
Would be the scene.
Yeah. So they go off on a tangent somehow.
Like there's a paragraph of what the scene is and then no lines.
Yeah. Like an outline and you just go.
So, but you had lines. What do you remember what the line was with the.
Yeah, the line was really kind of like a normal thing. Like, oh, we got some kids in here. They're, I don't know. We got to get security down here. It was like something like that, you know, just real basic.
Yeah,
like,
boring. Yeah, you spiced it up, man. You picked it up.
Pilgrim shoes.
Look at you.
Sprinkled some of that Noonan spice.
Right. You come out of a bag or what?
yeah, many.
And Will Noonan, Boston comedian's on. He's in the new Netflix movie, The Sleepover. And is that a standard fee, or do you get some royalties? How does that deal work?
You know what's funny? I'm such an artist that I didn't even know. And then someone was like, no, you're getting some back pay on that. And I was like, sweet.
I forgot to ask. Did you
really?
So, yeah, I get some residuals, they call them.
Some quag.
In the business.
Cool.
And did you have someone negotiate that deal for you, or do you do that?
On this one, I did it myself. Sometimes I do have a negotiator. It's I just send in this this old Irish mobster uncle of mine. He goes in with like a hand grenade. He pulls the pin out. He's like, if you pay what we pay, I put the pin back in. If you don't, I drop the grenade right here.
Okay, that's
yeah, full of shillelagh.
He can only do that deal one time
exactly.
if he doesn't get a signature.
Yeah, that's how he lost his uncle. Done. Yeah.
He gets the job done, my
uncle. You know what I find interesting is that you cut the deal yourself and didn't know what was in it.
Yeah, it was. I'm not a great businessman, Chaz.
I couldn't tell.
I'm like, hey, am I in a movie? Awesome. You guys can right. pay me later, whatever you feel like.
Exactly. I'll pay you. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You just, you're,
too happy.
You're not going to negotiate yourself out of it.
Right.
It's true. I just, actually, in a couple of weeks, I'm signing with a new management, and they were like, hey, you've been making some pretty bad deals the past couple of years. And I'm like, yep, I've been doing it myself.
Thanks for noticing. Thanks for noticing.
That's a good pitch to get someone to sign.
Yeah, tell them they've been sucking.
You've been really, you're great on screen, but sucky at the business part. We'll right. handle the business part for you.
Right, this part you blow yeah. it. Yes.
Here, just sign this before we agree to anything.
Right.
Right. Get someone else look at that deal.
Yeah, give it look.
So it's this weird. Is, you've been getting a lot of buzz on this, and does Netflix give you the numbers of who's watching, how's it going, or any
No,
of that?
I hear even when you're a star of a movie, like those type of things are tough to get numbers, but they have their own system on Netflix, and it was in the top three for a while there, so I know a lot of people saw it. What's funny is I think one of the reasons for that is it's a kids movie. My buddy was like, my kids have watched it 6 times. My kids have watched it 8 times. Like, people watch it over and over. So we're
right.
doing
kids
good
watching. Yep.
Have you been yeah. anywhere where kids looked at you and you could tell they're trying to figure, like, I've seen this guy
they
before.
Usually do, though, when they see him.
Yeah, exactly. They're afraid. You know, they've seen me on the news.
You're the guy from the fitting room.
Yeah, it's happened a couple times already. It's really it's really weird, especially even with the mask. I got recognized once. I was like,
see, I told you. Oh, wow. Put it over your face next time. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. All right, we got a bolt. Yeah. We got to have you back because I have a million other questions.
I think it's time I come back to the studio one time. I think it's time, you know. I'll come in. I'll get tested.
I'll ask management about that and let you know.
I can tell from the tone of your voice.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.